Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Culp, along here with Scott Micklin and Scott Duran.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good.
Hello, good.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Oh,
exactly.
It is.
We
made it.
Day.
September 1st.
I know.
Oh, man.
It sorry. Is September
1st. Yeah, you know how I hate
the loss summer. Of summer.
Is the that loss of
you're
summer.
Bemoaning
I'm
this
bemoaning
morning?
I'm bemoaning the loss of Ooh. Summer.
Okay.
Womp, womp, womp. Because, you know, I follow the Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Right. So
thing.
This is it. Mm-hmm.
This is it.
The last weekend, unofficially. Unofficially.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, I know the fall equinox comes later, but still.
Yeah. A little bit later. What, 22nd of September?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Earth, Wind, and Fire sang a song about it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Dang.
Oh.
I like how you remember that.
Well,
that's how you remember is the Earth, Wind, and Fire
that's
song.
It.
I'm like going through my brain, like trying to fact check my history. It's like,
oh, I thought
right?
you were singing it to yourself.
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
There you are. I want to explain my outfit this morning because
yes,
it's a little different, right? People may not. No. Okay.
Kind of on par for you.
All right.
Well, no,
I mean, it's
as
bright as colors.
Like I said, you look like a doorman.
Yeah. Right.
Jeez.
And yet, I still let you in.
That's what doormen do.
That's true. Or but they can also keep you out.
Also true.
Yeah. This is part of my costume, I should say, for the annual Dining with the Dead event, and we are having our live dress rehearsal for students from McKinley Elementary School later on today, immediately following this show. So I am kind of half dressed in my costume for that to run over to Greenlawn Cemetery and to do that. But the event for the general public is next Saturday evening, dinner and a tour and a chance to meet some of Farmington's pioneer settlers and characters who added to the community and things like that. I am portraying George Newton Norton this year.
I was about to ask you. I was like, who are you portraying again?
Yeah, that's who I am. So just
can you say that five times fast?
I cannot.
Okay.
I really can't, but that's who I am. So we hope folks will come out and support the Rio del Sol Kiwanis Club, who is putting this on. And of course, the funds raised support all their programs, like Clothes for Kids and Coats for Kids and all the other things that they do for the community. So there's that plug for that.
There you go.
So there you go. Exactly. Yes. We want to remind you all that this is That's Interesting, and I don't want that. I want to put this up. And I want to put this up.
Put
the phone number that invites you to call in, because we couldn't do the show without you, the audience. So give us a call this morning at 505-566-3909, 566-3909. And we'll put you on the air.
Well, there
excellent.
You go.
And share what's interesting in your world. Exactly. So
yeah, you know what? That vest is really distracting.
Is it? I'm so sorry.
No, it's all right.
I mean,
it fits. It's not your color. Like, you don't wear those bright colors like that.
I don't. Well, and I'll have a darker jacket over it, so
it'll
kind of look like I'm 100 years old. You know, more than usual. So there you go. But yeah, which reminds me of the topic I wanted to bring up today. So I'll start.
Oh.
And that is history. You know, a little bit about history. And I actually saw a post this morning on the Facebook asking if people today could maybe survive like people did back in the 1970s.
No.
Without the internet, without cell phones, and some of the things that we kind of use a lot and maybe take for granted. So,
no.
All right, panel.
No.
All right.
Nope.
Well, next topic.
Because first of all, navigation.
Yeah.
So,
but we did it before.
Well,
I mean, I personally did it
me
before.
Me too, actually.
Okay.
So I didn't have, so smartphones weren't a thing until I was in college. So
right.
I did start driving before navigation.
Right.
Yeah. So I had a map in my glove compartment.
Yeah.
But
who
I was
knows?
So bad at it. So bad at it. Or okay. I would print it, you know, maps was a thing. Yeah. Google Maps was a thing. So I'd print out.
You'd print out the directions.
The directions.
So MapQuest.
Yeah.
Remember the MapQuest?
MapQuest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I mean, now we're so acclimated to it. Like, and to have a cell phone is so great. I mean, we can text, I'm running behind, or that's the
thing. Yeah, I get a lot of those from you.
Yes, you do. I'm running behind. And,
well, she's still printing out the map.
Yeah, I'm still printing out the maps.
That's
yeah.
right.
Home KSJ.
Exactly. That's right.
Yes.
Black and white printer.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
So
okay.
to be able to text each other is a big
right.
thing.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I really do agree that it's we really are dependent on the technology. I get it. Scott?
No, I kind of have to agree. Not just on that aspect, but the way most of, especially like my generation grew up, like massive hard labor of any sorts wasn't really incorporated. Unless your parents were actually doing it for a job, a lot of it wasn't incorporated. And the want and need for that has decreased so much that I don't think it would be very possible. And again, I'm almost 30, so I'm saying from people from like 30-something down,
yeah, right.
most likely would not.
Right,
survive. It would be,
but there. I mean, there are still hard labor jobs.
Oh yeah.
I'm not following what you're saying though. So those are still here, right? There's still people who put in a hard day's work and a fair day's work, right?
Yeah, but at some point, a lot of those, especially like I said, my generation tried to leave for college and
sure.
go get jobs outside of that.
I
a lot of people
saying. Stay
in this town, especially in this town, kind of did stay within like the oil field
right.
aspects and stuff
sure.
like that. But like a lot of other people, like just as soon as they could, I do not want to work. That hard.
Gotcha.
Like that aspect kind of came in. It was like, I'd rather sit at an office desk and do stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
So,
but what about the technology? What about that part of it? Could they survive without that? I mean, because
no,
you could work in an office without a
that's
phone.
That's what I mean. It's like,
you don't think they could do it?
A lot of people, like, even the simple aspect of changing a tire was gone.
Well, that's true even today, I think, though,
oh,
don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know how to change a tire.
So, like, the whole idea of, like, we're going to farm for our own stuff and build our own stuff and do stuff like that would be just...
Well, let's not go crazy.
But, like, that's kind of where it leads, though.
Well, and also, just think about all the activation codes and stuff that they send to... So the
well,
two-step
sure.
verification.
Well, of course, right.
And, like,
well, if
apps.
You don't have the internet, you don't need the two-step verification
Well, banking
stuff.
Apps.
But you go to the bank.
That's I
write
know,
a check.
That would... Ugh. Depositing
no.
checks.
No, no.
No, we're not going backwards.
Okay. Right.
Podcasts. I mean, I live off of podcasts.
You do. I know. That's true.
So,
but
okay.
Yeah, no,
fair
just...
enough. Fair enough. What I remember, I think, is there was a lot of waiting around because you didn't have a phone, and so you'd call someone's home phone, the answering machines, and you'd leave a message, and maybe they'd get it soon, or maybe they'd get it tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, you never knew. And so, if you had to meet someone at some place, right, for dinner, for lunch, whatever, you know, and they were running late. There was no way for them to get to let you know that they were running late. So there was just a lot of waiting around just for people to show up, right, and figure it out kind of thing.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. I do remember that.
That's the dark ages. We're not going back there.
Okay. All right. All right. Fair enough.
The simple aspect of the
revolution. I wanted to bring something to the conversation.
This segues nicely into one of – I have many things this morning.
Oh okay.
But
wow. Many grievances. No, that's not the show.
It's time for the airing of grievances. But
can I stop you, though? Because we do have a phone call.
Okay, but all right.
Do you think
–
you okay?
Yes.
Can we get back to it?
Yes.
Okay. We'll come back. But we are going to go to the phones – because we have a caller who is calling in on the phone this morning, and the show is all about the callers. So, good morning. You're on KSJE, and thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Hi, this is Thomas.
Hi, Thomas.
Hello. I was listening in on your discussion about technology and all of that stuff, and I decided I wanted to call in with a random fact about a whale.
All right.
Perfect.
We're glad you did. Go ahead.
So, do you guys know how whales sleep?
How they sleep?
No.
I guess I never...
On their sides, like I do?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Do they sleep?
They do sleep. Actually, pretty much every living organism with a nervous system has to sleep or it'll die.
Okay. How do whales, because they have to breathe, right? Don't they have to? Okay.
So they do have to breathe, but what's interesting is they have different tracts for, you know, breathing and for, you know, it's separate from their digestive tract so that they don't get water in their lungs.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so they're designed in a way, whoever designed them was really smart and decided to make those parts separate.
Okay. So how do they sleep?
So some common, yeah, so they sleep horizontally, quietly.
I knew
in the
it.
Water.
That's what I guessed.
Yeah, mm-hmm, or vertically.
Oh.
But, so really it doesn't matter because they're in the water.
Yeah.
They could, it really, they kind of just, you know, and they sleep one half of their brain sleeps at a time.
Oh.
And so they'll turn off one part of it, and then the other part will kind of be alert, and then the other part will turn back on. And so they kind of do it. It's a little different than how we do it.
Right.
But, yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Well, I know some people. I know some people whose half a brain is asleep during the day, but they're not sleeping.
I get it. That's why we drink coffee. Yeah.
Well, not you. No.
But, yeah.
I mean, those other people. But yeah, interesting. I did not know that because they don't have gills, so I'm still concerned that they can breathe underwater while they're sleeping.
Right.
While half their brain is sleeping.
Breathe underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. They kind of divvy it up. Yeah. I'm not a whale expert, but I was. You know. Learning. I'm learning stuff. I find them interesting, and so
they
we don't really
cool.
get to see many whales around here.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
That's true. So cool.
No.
Well, thank you for sharing the whale sleeping information.
Yeah.
Great.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Thomas. Have
thank
a good
you.
Day.
Bye.
Bye, Thomas.
Bye.
Right.
Thank you very much. That will open up a phone line. 505-566-3909 if you would like to join us and share an interesting thing from your world, whether it's about whales or sleeping or using half your brain. Whatever.
Using half your brain.
Whatever it is. But we have to go back to Megan because she is chomping at the bit
to
share one of her many topics this morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this involves advanced technology.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
So scientists at Berkeley have found a way to reproduce a classic rock song through brave waves only.
Okay.
So Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall.
Yeah.
All
classic.
In all, it's Another Brick in the Wall,
sure.
Right? We don't need no education.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So these scientists took electrodes, planted them. I mean, not like brain surgery planted them, but attached them.
Okay.
To a bunch of epileptic patients, and they played the song. Then they asked the patients to listen to the song in their heads, and it actually came out on a recording.
Oh, through these electrodes.
Yes.
Obviously. Okay. And they were able to reproduce those sounds, I guess?
Just by thinking about them could reproduce the sounds.
Okay.
And so the implications for it is they want to do a speech implant for people who have problems speaking, that they can think about it and reproduce the sound.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Holy moly.
So there's that.
Okay.
Space travel is another one.
Okay. All right.
Over the weekend, both Russia and India tried to land a probe
on
the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
And Russia failed. Yay. Love it when Russia fails.
Oh, my gosh.
But India succeeded for the first time ever. Go India.
Okay.
Right.
They succeeded landing it on the South Pole.
Right.
The South Pole is particularly interesting because it never receives light. So they're looking for frozen water on the moon.
Right. That's where Russia was trying to land, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And they failed.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, calm down. Send your letters to Megan Collip, care of KSJE.
But India succeeded.
Yeah, and that was a very big national pride thing for India. I think
it
saw some of the celebrations and things when that happened because it was within days of each other, I believe, right?
Yes.
After the failed Russian mission and the successful Indian mission. So, it'll be interesting to see what they find, right? Because they do think that there is ice in somewhere in the nooks and crannies of
the
South Pole there,
that don't
right?
receive sun.
You know, like an English muffin.
Yeah.
On
and
the
it's
moon.
It's particularly difficult.
What?
Yes.
It's particularly difficult to bring us back
because
the moon doesn't have an atmosphere, so you can't just gently land the probe. You have to, like, finagle it to get down there. They can't just like parachute it. Like on Mars, they parachute the rovers,
right, yeah. To land smoothly. Yeah. But on the moon, there isn't, because of the atmosphere on Mars, there's at least enough of it to have a parachute to slow it down the descent. And yes. You're saying on the moon, there isn't that. So it just would drop like a rock, I suppose.
Yes.
If you didn't have thrusters or whatever to control the descent.
I thought it bounces back up, doesn't it?
Well,
you see the astronauts do it all the time.
It could bounce, but no, you don't want to damage all your stuff on the first bounce. That would be a problem, I would think.
On the first bounce.
You know? Maybe that's what happened to the Russian mission. I don't know. Maybe it didn't descend so well and it just broke up, crashed.
Yes.
I don't know. But they lost contact. But anyway, but the Indian probe is there. And it'll be interesting to see what they find.
Yes. Yeah.
So, cool. Okay. There you go. You still don't like my nooks and crannies comment over there?
That was, you know what?
Like
that was very interesting between the English muffin and Russia film.
Okay.
It was just, I couldn't help but laugh the entire time. But it is very interesting that, I mean, it is awesome that Indy was able to do that in land.
Yeah.
And
we don't hear a lot about the Indian space program.
No, we do not.
No. This is a big deal for a developing country.
Sure. Very true. Isn't India the most populated country on Earth now?
It surpassed
China.
Yeah,
it is.
With their population. So there's that as well. So
I can't remember what happened to the Russian. What they say? I know
they lost
said
contact, that, and I think they just feel that it crashed or went off course, into space or wherever.
Yeah, I thought it sounded like it went off course.
Yeah,
and just decided to go somewhere else.
It's too cold here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta go somewhere else.
Too many nooks and crannies.
Yeah, too many nooks and crannies. It's like an English muffin up here.
Can't find a place to land.
It's like an English muffin up here.
That's right.
Gotta leave.
Exactly. Okay. Fair enough. What else should we discuss this morning?
I mean, I have another thing, but Scott,
no, you go ahead. I got you. You go on. You're on a roll, Megan. I'm gonna let you keep going.
So, Vienna.
Vienna
has a right to repair clause now.
Nice.
Oh.
Yes. And then
still on the topic of technology, it sounds like.
Technology, right. Repairing electronics.
Mm-hmm.
Because the electronics, e-waste, they call it, was filling the landfills. And people were so eager to replace these items that it caused a mass production, which caused 850 tons of CO2 emissions.
Wow.
So in an effort to curb that, Vienna is now subsidizing repairs. So if I have a smartphone that I need repaired, I pay 50% of it, and the government pays the other 50%, and it goes directly to the repair shop.
Okay.
So,
and the idea being that the cost to repair it should be cheaper than to buy a new phone or replace it, right?
Right. Okay. And by doing that, you're saving CO2 emissions.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Interesting. I know there's been some talk about doing that in this country, I think.
Yeah. Yes. Especially with all of these like specialized, you know, like you have to have like an Apple certified repair
technician.
Shop,
right.
Technician, that kind of stuff.
Even to replace a screen or something, right?
Yes, or a battery, which is what I need. My battery is now charging at 82%.
Oh, on your fancy iPhone?
Well, it's an old one, so that's why.
They do have, that does happen. But yeah, well, I remember back in the day, again, when you bought a cell phone and you could maybe replace the battery.
Yeah.
You know, it was consumer replaceable, right? You could pop the
back
cover off
and
buy one and pop a new one on and be good for another couple years, maybe.
Yeah.
But
that's not the case anymore. Like the double A's,
They're now, you know, kind of meant sealed, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's a problem.
By design.
But yeah. But I could see that. I mean, I just had to replace my watch because it died and, you know, didn't.
That's right.
Figure
yeah.
it would cost more to repair it for me than to just find another version of this watch and buy another one.
Right. We need to copy the Viennese.
Yes.
Yes.
We should.
Copy the Viennese.
That would be cool. That would be nice. We'll see. I don't know.
I think it's a good program. I think it'd be good.
Right.
And it might open up a lot of jobs.
Definitely.
Yeah, it could job create.
Right.
Because it's a very hands-on task. And sometimes, like my dad used to actually do that stuff. I just don't know why he's been coming up in a lot of my conversations lately. But he does. He used to be able to take apart electronics and put them back together. He knew how to work an actual motherboard. Like he was able to find the I can't talk about it, but the capacitors and all that stuff and tell which ones are bad. See which just by looking at them, be like, yeah, that one's wrong. Even though I couldn't tell it, he'd be like, yeah, that one's wrong.
Sure.
Test it, pop it off, resolder it, and like all of a sudden the TV that was broken is now working again or whatever electronics.
Wow,
that's amazing. Yeah.
Smart guy.
He was like a Renaissance man.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Carpentry, electronics, play music,
Nice. Well, and we've seen a lot of these, you know, phone repair shops opening up to do some of these simple repairs, like replace your screen and things like that. So we already have a little bit of that, but this goes even another step further, right? Mm-hmm. To say that you could repair the whole thing if there was something really massively wrong with it, and have it, have it repaired instead of just have to throw it away, which we do a lot of, I think, in this country.
Yeah.
And in this world.
Throw away, get new.
There is that.
Get brand new.
Okay. Very good.
Dang. Well, that'd be awesome.
Thank you for sharing.
I know, man. Good job.
We're on a theme this week of technology, it seems like.
Well, you set the stage.
Apparently. Who knew? Like we rehearsed this or something.
Yeah, right. Us rehearsing?
Yeah. No, exactly. It's true.
Not going to happen.
That's true.
What? Come on. We could do it one day.
That's right.
Duran, what do you have?
Way to change that one.
Yeah.
Change the subject. We're not doing it. So I have the human body glows.
It glows. Like a glow stick. You just crack the body.
Yeah, you punch it back, and then all of a sudden, you emanate this yellowish glow. No. The human body does glow. It's weaker than the human eye can see. It's 1,000 times lower than human sensitivity can see, the human eye can see.
Okay.
Basically, the process of it, how it works, is that in the human body, there is the biochemicals that we use to basically metabolize certain things. And in this, But when you're doing this whole process of metabolizing, basically your body uses the oxygen species on itself and eliminates, as it's trying to go through this process, an energy. That energy is transformed into an actual light. And we never knew about it. I mean, there are certain creatures on this planet that do this, bioluminescence, which is fireflies,
right,
and jellyfish do this process very well, which we can actually visually see the glowing of it. But every living species does this process and gives off a certain light sensitivity. But again, to the human eye, it cannot be seen. Basically, the way they found this out was they use what they called the... Dang it. It's a long word, but it's the cryogenic charged couple device, the CCD camera. Basically, they cool it down, or you get it to a process of -120 degrees Celsius, and you basically sit there, and as your body's been throughout the day and giving off energy and stuff like that, you process your entire food system or your entire food. You sit there and relax, and they just sat there and started video cameraing these people. And they started seeing that there was this rhythmic light that was given off.
Okay.
But again, they had to keep messing with it. It took them a very long time of trial and error to figure out what was going on. And eventually, they were able to see some kind of rhythmic light coming off of the human body.
Wow.
Again, okay. It's weaker than the human body. It's weaker than the human eye can actually see.
Right.
But yeah.
But through enhancements or other technology, you can see it. Is what they were able to determine, right?
With this big, massive camera that they had.
Research, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's
where is this coming from? Where's your source on this?
So this is from Pub Medical, which is actually from
Bethona. Yeah.
Bethesda.
Maryland.
There you go.
I have so hard with the
PubMed is legit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
It's legit.
Well, just making sure it's not like Wikipedia or some other crazy source.
Wikipedia is also pretty legit because they link to sources.
It can be, right, if you link to their sources. That's true. It's what I tell my students all the time.
You know, you told me about that last time, which I was like so starstruck that you, or not starstruck, but
okay.
How would you say it?
Surprise. Most people are with Scott Micklin. Starstruck.
Shucks.
But I was so surprised that was a thing that you did. Was like you allowed. I never, from the time we got into high school, throughout college, we were taught do not ever use Wikipedia.
Well,
it's never a source that you should use.
I teach my students not to use it as a source, but it's a good place to start if they want to do some research.
Oh, okay.
But do what Megan suggests, which is scroll down to the bottom of the article to their sources and click on those, and then follow to the other primary sources, and you can use those perhaps if they flush out and are legit kind of a thing. But you know, if you do any kind of a search on the internet, Wikipedia is going to be one of the first
hits
that comes up, and it just makes sense to maybe look at it, and if it's stuff that might fit with what you're trying to say, you know, maybe scroll down and see what their sources were and go there, because it will direct you to their sources, and that's okay. But if they quote Wikipedia, I just sit in the corner and weep in the class.
Yeah, no,
because my teaching has failed.
Right.
That's what happens.
That's like the first thing. As soon as I see Wikipedia, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No. Right.
True.
But,
but it's, I think it's gotten a better reputation now than it used to, right? When it first came out, I think there was a lot of maybe articles that were a little not quite so up to date or accurate. And I think they really try to – well, yeah, and they really try to, like, watch it, though. So if someone were to go in and really change something dramatically, it would get caught right pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
So you're right.
They've got a lot of citizen editors and things that maybe keep track of that right now. Yeah. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, because you would see stuff like that were just outlandish, just because kids would get in there and just mess with it.
Sure. Well, I want to go back to your story about the glow of the human body, because we hear a lot about people have auras.
Yeah, I was just thinking that,
and things
about the auras.
That maybe that is connected to maybe some of that, and maybe some people can see, you know, that glow that might be an aura kind of a thing.
Well, I don't know. Another thing they were talking about, that they're, the reason why they wanted to show this or think that there was such a thing was the way you're able to see in darkness, that sometimes you can actually see a human being, not fully, but you can see some partial of them, and they're wondering why you're able to see it when there wasn't a possibility for you to see such things, especially like your teeth and stuff like that, and your eyes. Why can you all of a sudden? Was it just because it was just whiteness into the side of the dark? Like, is that what it was, or was there some way that is there something giving off some kind of actual light to see it? So they started studying it, and eventually they started going through it, and they realized that there was an actual glow by the chemical process of metabolizing, the energy of metabolizing, basically.
Okay. All right.
But yeah,
there was a giant blue moon that we had in the sky this week, too. That gave off a lot of light.
Yeah, that was cool.
Right? Which I found out today.
The planets are realigned, is what that means.
Yes.
Does it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
This is what my friends who are into that kind of stuff tell
me. Okay, all right.
Now, is it true that the term blue moon doesn't actually mean blue moon, right? It's not actual blue. It's just the fact that
it's
the
great
biggest.
Song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the biggest.
Not the biggest.
Or the most visible.
Super moon is big.
Yeah.
Its blue moon is, it happened twice in a month, full moon.
Right.
That's a blue moon. When there's a full moon twice in one month,
that's what
calls it a blue moon, right? And when the moon is closer to Earth because of all the rotation and stuff, then it's this super moon. So this week we had a super blue moon.
Oh.
And that's why I got so much coverage, because it's the last one of the two, I think, until like 2037.
Yes.
So
yes,
we may get more blue moons and more super moons, but not at the same time.
Right.
Until 2037 is at least my understanding.
I'm
not an astronomer. I don't even dress like an astronomer, but that's my understanding.
Well, yeah, I was sitting there wondering. I was like, but I've never seen an actual blue moon. I was like, I can tell you that. It's been very brightish white.
Yes.
Or, you know,
it's not actually color blue.
Yellow.
Right. Like a harvest moon.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah.
Also a great song.
Thank you. There you go. Maybe there'll be a theme coming up of moon songs.
I already did a lunar theme.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good.
I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Yeah. We're going to stick electrodes to your brain.
Pretending like you listen.
I do.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I do.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we're going to stick some electrodes to your head there and see if you can recreate Blue Moon for us.
I'll do it.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. I could do it.
The whole shebang. I mean, since you have the...
Yeah, I could do it in three-part harmony with the vest. That would help.
Sorry. that was low-hanging fruit.
That's okay. That's all right. Okay, well, I think we're at the end of the show, are we?
That was fun.
Wasn't it? We covered a lot again.
We covered a lot. You're welcome.
You know, thank you, audience, and thank you for the call. Thomas, we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Thomas.
There you go. There are a number of things going on this weekend, though. I just want to give a plug out to Tota Festival. Mm-hmm. You know, that's happening, and you can check that out at the Farmington Civic Center, and we hope that you will enjoy some of those events in and around the Tota Festival, because it's been going on now for a number of years. It is the 34th year, actually, as I look at the screen. So there you go. But Megan Cullip, you have a show tomorrow.
I do. That would be Radio Free Saturday Morning.
Not a lunar theme.
Not a lunar
She's
theme.
She's already done that.
What was the theme?
But the theme this week is...
Oh, my gosh. What is the theme this
week? It is something... You don't have a guest host, or do you?
I don't have a guest host.
Okay. All right. We're narrowing it down.
I can't remember what the theme...
It's not moon. It's not lunar.
It's... Yeah.
We can go through all the things it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since 2019.
Yeah.
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 Sure. I can't remember the theme, but it'll be a surprise.
Okay.
9 to 11 a.m. 90.9 FM if you have a regular radio, 103.3 FM if you're traveling up to Durango, or you can stream anywhere online.
That's right.
On KSJE.com, click Listen Live, and you will be thrilled to hear what comes out.
Right.
So,
man.
It is.
Surprise. Pleasantly surprised, as Megan will be.
Yeah.
When she hears the show tomorrow.
As I will be. Pleasantly surprised. So, you know, nice. We have a lot of different genres represented, and it's fun. It's a fun time.
It is a fun time.
It's a great way to start your weekend.
It really is. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yes.
To 11. Gotcha. Yes. And then followed immediately by the World Beat program with the one and only Scott Duran.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to listen to Megan inside my head and try to remember what her show was about. I remember the recording, but then you start talking, and I'm just thrown off because I'm like, oh, she's right here. But that's not what she said.
I know you mean that in a nice way.
Yes.
In a nice the second way. You start talking, I'm thrown off.
Yeah.
But no, it's like you're trying to memorize what you're saying. Like I'm trying to memorize how you say your show, like every intro.
Yes.
And then trying to lead into it, like when you're trying to remember a song and the lyrics, right? And then you start talking. I'm like, that wasn't what she said in the show. That's not right. But yes, I will be going on, not live, but I will be going on at 11 right after Megan for my World Beat show. And we are finished. No, we're doing the third installment of Miles Davis. I had a collection of Miles Davis that did a bunch of World Beat style music. One of them we played last weekend was for a French film.
Nice.
Don't ask me to repeat the name. It took me forever to learn it and all that stuff. But yeah, so we're going to do another installment of Miles Davis.
Nice.
And then we'll wrap it up.
The king
next
of
week.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. God, he was so cool.
The birth of cool, Miles Davis.
Cool. Okay.
He played a whole bunch of different instruments too, and it was so fascinating. Nice. I did like enjoying that, telling that to the people that he wasn't just a trumpet player.
Nice.
No. Like he had a whole bunch of other wide range of instruments and organ.
Yeah. Okay.
He was an organ player.
Wow.
But yeah, so the next installment of Miles Davis.
Okay. Very cool. And then we'll be back next week with our Solutions from the Street program. Every second and fourth Friday of the month. So here we are on the first Friday of September. So next week will be the second Friday. So stay tuned for that. And then, of course, we're back here with That's Interesting every first, third, and fifth Friday of the month. So that's how you can keep track of what you're going to get when you tune into KSJE on Friday mornings.
Yes.
But it's always Scott and Megan. It may be Scott, Megan, and Scott.
Right.
So there you go.
Right.
That's how you can figure it out. But okay. Very good. Well, until then, everyone, we are going to call it a Friday, and thank you for joining us and tuning in. Share this program with your friends, remind them about it, have them call in. You call in next time. We'd love to hear from more folks who want to share something interesting, because as you can hear, it's any topic is fair game.
Yes.
English muffins, nooks and crannies, the moon,
yeah,
Russia, whatever. apparently. There you go. All right, everyone, well, have a good weekend. Be well, be safe. We'll see you next time here on KSJE, everybody. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.